SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball welcomes you to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Streaming coverage is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Aberdeen in the festival at Bel Air. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series.
Back here at Cal Seniors Yard is after a very lengthy rain delay as that one, well over an entire day, as action yesterday throughout the entire day was canceled due to storms that came into the Aberdeen, Maryland area as the Dominican Republic and Canada back at it here as the Dominican Republic back on the field as they start their warm-up pitches yet again for the second time as Ferreira will look to get things started for the Dominican Republic here in the bottom of the first inning. Well, let's recap this one. As yesterday, Canada would take a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the first inning as the Dominican Republic would put up a first run, or their first run of the first inning, off a Justin Portes. He would come around to score eventually on a Luis Ibar single. So the Dominican Republic led at that point by a score of 1-0. Over on the other side, Team Canada would score three runs in the first inning as Lorenzo Dobberthien and Macris all came around to score. Lorenzo led the inning off with a walk, and then Dobberthien reached on an error from over at first base from the first baseman, Matos. And then he would eventually come around to score, as Macris would also reach on a walk. The first out of the inning was from Brisson. He had a sacrifice fly to center field that scored a run, and then Freyres would get a sac fly to center, as now we're going to have action back here at Cal Seniors Yard. It's going to be a Holden Comiskey due up at the plate here with the runner on second. As here comes the first pitch. This one's delivered up high for ball one at 7:53. Nothing like an early baseball game here. Comiskey is going to dig back in here with a 1-0 count. The right-hander Ferreira is going to fire back to second to try to get the runner. He's not going to get him in time, as he's going to toe the rubber here again with a 1-0 count. Ferreira, the right-hander, is going to set and deliver the 1-0. That one's going to miss outside. Or rather, it's going to be on the outer half for strike one. Comiskey digs back into the left side here with a wide stance. Here comes 1-1 pitch. This one's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. Well, after Comiskey is going to be Aiden Rose and then Ben Gagnon. As Team Canada continues to put up a threat here. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. This one's going to miss outside. And the count's going to go even at 2. Well, a rainy day yesterday. The rain came into the area just after 10 o'clock and poured throughout the entire day. As here comes the 2-2 pitch. This one's going to miss outside, and the count's going to go full. Full count here with 2 away. McFarland leads off a second. Here comes the payoff pitch. That one's going to miss low as Comiskey's going to draw a two-out walk here. And so it's going to be a first and second situation for Aiden Rose. McFarland off a second. Comiskey off of first. Team Canada ahead in this one by a score of 3-1. Ferreira, the right-hander, is going to set and deliver. The hitter's going to square around to bunt. That one's going to get past the catcher, Ruiz, as the runners are going to advance over it to a second and third on the pass ball. McFarland got on base via the double. So he roped it over the center fielder's head. Drove in a run on that double as well. Rose awaits the 1-0 pitch. This one's going to be grounded to the left side. This one picked up, fired down over to first by the third baseman in time for the third out. So Team Canada, after a lengthy rain delay, leads this one by a score of 3-1. You're listening to SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Back here at Cal Seniors Yard, as this one, a 3-1 game. Team Canada leads this one as the Dominican Republic is going to come to the dish here in the top of the second. Lucas Freyers out for his second inning of work after a very lengthy rain delay. Freyers started the game for Team Canada as he got the rest of the evening off, so a well-rested pitcher as the left-hander is going to fire his last warm-up pitch, and the throw is going to go down to second. Due up for the Dominican Republic here in the top of the second is going to be Luis Quinones. Quinones, the extra hitter this morning. Then it's going to be Joswell Leyba and then George Matos. Quinones digs into the right side of the box here. Has a bright neon green bat trimmed in some black as the first pitch from Freyers, the left-hander, is going to be delivered. This one's going to be fouled off and the count's going to go to 0-1. The Dominican Republic getting their one run in the top of the first inning yesterday after Portes came around to score on an Ibar single. As Freer, the left-hander, is going to dig back on the mound here. He'll set and deliver the 0-1 pitch to Quinones. That one's going to miss upstairs. Then count's going to go even at one. A 1-1 count to the Dominican Republic extra hitter. So here comes the left-hander pitch from Freyers. This one's going to be swung on and missed. First strike two. Well, from left to right in the outfield, in left field is Ben Gagnon. And in center field, Ryan McFarland. In right field is Isaiah Wells. As Freyers, the left-hander, is going to set and deliver the 1-2 pitch here to Quinones. Quinones digs back into the right side. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from the left-hander. This one's going to miss down low, and the count's going to go even at two. In the infield, at third base, is Matt Doberthien. At shortstop is Aiden Rose. At second base is Michael Brisson. And at first base is Melvin Lorenzo. Behind the dish for Freyers this morning is Holden Comiskey. As Comiskey's going to flash Freyers the sign. So here comes the 2-2 pitch to Quinones. Freyers sets and delivers. This one's going to miss up high, and the count's going to go full. Team Canada wearing their red tops with gray pants. The Dominican Republic wearing their blue tops with the red undershirt and gray pants as well. As here comes the payoff pitch to Quinones. This one's going to miss up high as he's going to draw a walk. And that's going to bring up Joswell Leyba. Joswell Leyba, the second baseman for the Dominican Republic, is now the catcher. Comiskey is going to go in the dugout for Team Canada. He's going to grab something. Maybe took something off, and the Team Canada dugout laughing that one off as now Comiskey is going to retreat back behind home plate. Quinones leads off of first. Freyers, the left-hander, sets at the waist, looks into his catcher, now delivers the first pitch. This one's going to miss upstairs. Count's going to go to 1-0. Leyba, a shorter hitter, digs back into the right side. Quinones off of first. Freyers, the left-hander, looks over to him. Now he'll set with a long leg delivery. That one's going to miss outside for ball two. Well, an entire day of baseball around the Cal Ripken complex today. As now we're going to get a mound visit from the Canada pitching coach. As this is going to be a 2-0 count to Leyva. Action throughout the entire day around the Ripken complex after the rain delay yesterday. As they'll try to make up all games before the next stages of this World Series. As CBS Sports Network comes into town for the final three games. Sunshine peeking out today. Didn't see that at all yesterday. Is this first game underway just after 8 o'clock? Reyer's back on the mound. He's ready to go. Quiñones leads off of first with a short lead over there. Now he'll set and deliver the 2-0 pitch. That one's going to be in there for strike one. Leyva squared around to bunt on that one as the third baseman at Dobberthane for Team Canada playing well back at the bag over there. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. This one's going to miss inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Action down in Team Canada's bullpen. Caitlin Ross warming up down there. Fires the left-hander's going to set at the waist. He'll look into his catcher. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. This one's going to be on the outer half for strike two, and the count's going to go full. Comiskey flashes his pitch of the sign. Fires is going to come set. Now time called at home plate by Leyva as he's going to step outside of the box after a long pause from Freyers. And so he'll reset. George Matos on deck. As here comes the payoff pitch. This one's going to be drilled into center field. The back goes McFarland. He's not going to be able to get this one. This one's going to go all the way to the wall. The runner's going to go around third. He's going to get the stop sign at third. As the big double there for Leyva. So Quiñones over to third. Leyva to second. And that's going to bring up George Matos. A nice job there by the second baseman Leyva for the team Dominican Republic. Got a full count pitch there. Got a fastball. And drove it into center field. Down the lines here, it's 215 to the left field corner. 205 with a high right field wall in right field. As here comes the first pitch. This one's going to be on the inside corner for strike one. To deep center field, it's 263. As this field, a replica of Camden Yards, where the Baltimore Orioles play. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. Well, the hotel out in right field, shadowing the warehouse, which is in downtown Baltimore. Cool event and a cool field to play at for these youngsters. As here comes the 0-2 pitch from Freyers. Quiñones off at third. This one's going to miss up high. It's a good waist pitch by the left-hander. So the count will go to 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. This one's going to be drilled to the right side, but that's going to go foul. This count's going to remain at 1-2. Vargas stands on deck, and that's going to turn the lineup card over after that for Portes. Caitlin Ross still warming down in that Team Canada bullpen. As Freyers, the left-hander, is going to come set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That one's going to miss upstairs at the eyes. Count goes to 2-2. Quiñones off a third. Leyva off a second. Here comes the 2-2. This one's going to be grounded to the left side. A play for Freyers. He's going to fire to first for the sure out. as he looked the runner Quinones back to third. So there'll be one away for Team Canada here in the top of the second. Jose Vargas, the shortstop for the Dominican Republic, comes to the dish here with two runners in scoring position. A short right-handed hitter as here comes the first pitch. This one's going to be in there for strike one. These two teams yesterday during the rain delay having a little fun out on the field as they combined it with both teams and shared smiles as the 0-1 pitch is going to miss upstairs and the count's going to go even at one. Both teams with this turf surface, all turf surface besides the home plate area as well as the mound. They were out on the field sliding with that wet turf as they waited out the delay. That one's going to miss outside and the count's going to go to 2-1. On the nine-hole hitter, Vargas. Left-hander Freyers sets and delivers the 2-1 pitch. This one's going to be flown to the right side. That's going to go foul. This count's going to go even at two. Stu Patterson, the Team Canada manager, encouraging his team out there. As here comes the 2-2 pitch. This one's going to miss upstairs. The count's going to go full. Freyers, the left-hander, with a lot of full counts so far in this top of the second inning as he got the day started yesterday, comes back out here again today. Two runners in scoring position for the Dominican Republic. As here comes the payoff pitch. This one's going to miss upstairs. And Vargas is going to draw a one-out walk, which turns lineup card over for Justin Portes. Comiskey out to talk to his pitcher. Make sure they're on the same page here with the bases loaded. Middle infield playing at double play depth. Corner infielders playing even with the bag. Doberthine over there at third. Lorenzo at first. So left-hander is going to look into his catcher, Comiskey. Comiskey's going to flash the signs here. As here comes the first pitch. A bunt spread around, but he's going to take that one for a strike. De Los Santos on deck for the Dominican Republic. As Portes yesterday led the game off with a walk. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to be cracked behind the backstop. Count goes to 0-2. An 0-2 count here to the Dominican Republic center fielder. As here it comes. This one's going to miss upstairs. So the count goes to 1-2. Quinones over on third base. Leyba on second. And Vargas over on first. As the Dominican Republic with a threat here. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from the left-hander. This one's going to be lined into the screen. So the count stays at 1-2. Right here's the left-hander comes set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. This one's going to be a breaking ball that's going to miss upstairs. Count goes to 2-2. Quinones off a third. Leyba off a second. Vargas off of first. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That one's going to miss upstairs again. It's going to be a full count here with the base is loaded and one away. Portes looking to deliver for the Dominican Republic. As here comes the payoff pitch from the left-hander Freyers. That one's going to miss upstairs, and so he brings in a run via the walk. Portes picks up an RBI. And this one, a 3-2 game. Leyba goes to third. Vargas over to second, and Porte stands on first, as now that's going to bring up Josuel De Los Santos. De Los Santos, a right-handed hitter. As he'll dig in here with the bases loaded and one away for the Dominican Republic. De Los Santos, the third baseman. As here comes the first pitch to him. This one's going to miss inside. Or rather, it's going to be a strike on the inside corner. So the count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. This one's going to be down the first baseline, but that one's going to go foul. As Lorenzo over there at first base picked it up just beyond the first base bag. Stu Patterson, the manager for Team Canada, encouraging all of his infielders, especially the pitcher, Freyers, as they look to get out of a jam. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from the left-hander. That one's going to be on the inside corner for strike three. So Freyers does a nice job to battle back here, pick up a strikeout, and there's two away for Luis Ibar. Ibar, the right fielder for the Dominican Republic. So he looks to drive in a few runs. Here comes the first pitch. This one's going to be lined into the screen, and the count goes to 0-1. Leyba off of third. Vargas off of second. Porte is still over on first. Canada played their first game against Japan on Saturday. They lost that one. Japan with a couple of nice wins so far in this World Series. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to miss outside. Count goes even out one. That Japan team beat this Dominican Republic team by a score of 31-0 on Sunday. And Japan would beat Mexico by a run just a couple nights ago. As that pitch is going to be lined in the left field. That one's deep down the line, and that one's going to be off the wall. It's going to be fair. Two runs are going to come around to score for sure. As De Los Santos, or Ibar rather, looked like he had a double, but that one now ruled foul. As the left fielder for Team Canada, Gagnon, went to go get that one. Everyone was coming around. But the field umpire out there and the home plate umpire ruled that one was foul. As now everything's going to reset here with the bases loaded. Ibar fixes his helmet. A nice swing there by the right fielder. As Leyba and Vargas came around to score pretty easy on that one, but we'll reset with a 1-2 count. As Freyers, the left-hander, sets and delivers. That one's going to be popped up to the right side. Lorenzo underneath this one, as he'll catch it for the third out here, but Dominican Republic gets one run here, and this is a 3-2 game. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on sfmsports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take sfmsports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. Coverage starts with the U.S. Championship Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the full schedule at sfmsports.net.
Back here at Cal Seniors Yard as Team Canada leads the Dominican Republic by a score of 3-2. As we're going to head to the bottom of the second inning, and it's going to be Ben Gagnon, Isaiah Wells, and then Melvin Lorenzo. As Team Canada looks to add on to their lead. Team Canada getting those three runs in yesterday before the rain delay as Lorenzo, Dobrothine, and Makaris all came around to score. But a different day here as these two teams finish out that game. Sunshine opening up the sky now as the clouds roll out of Aberdeen, Maryland. This one getting underway at 7:53 a.m. as there'll be games throughout the entire day here. As Ferreira, the right-hander, shakes off his catcher, Ruiz. Now they agree on a pitch, and here comes the first pitch. This one's going to be swung on and missed for strike one. Gagnon swung on that one, and bat came right out of his hand as now he's going to go back to the dugout and get a little pine tar or something. That bat still probably a little damp from yesterday as it poured here throughout the entire day. And so Gagnon's going to share a laugh with his coach over there as they apply a little grip to it, and they'll reset here. Gagnon's going to dig back into the left side. This is his first official at-bat of the game, as here comes the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to miss high. The count goes to 1-1. Well, a couple of fun nights around at the Cal Ripken Complex. We had the opening ceremonies the other night. International Dance Extravaganza the other day, too, as well. As here comes the 1-1 pitch from the right-hander. This one's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. On deck is Isaiah Wells. Wells, the right fielder for Team Canada. As Gagnon digs back in here. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from the right-hander. It's going to be a breaking ball that's going to be up high. And the count goes even at two. Ferreira, the right-hander, sets and delivers a 2-2. That's going to miss just off the outside corner. This count's going to go full. Several full counts here this morning. It's Team Canada loading the bases for the Dominican Republic in the upper half of the second inning, as here comes the payoff pitch. That one's going to be line foul. So the count stays full. Here comes the payoff pitch from the right-hander Ferreira. That one's going to miss outside, as Gagnon's going to draw a leadoff walk here, and that's going to bring up Isaiah Wells. Wells, the right fielder, dig in here for his first at-bat as well. Lorenzo stands on deck for Team Canada, as here comes the first pitch. Well, Gagnon not over on first base, as that one was called strike three on the outside corner. A late strike call by the home plate umpires. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. That's going to miss low, or that's going to be in there for strike one. A late call by the home plate umpire. So Gagnon retired on strikes. There'll be one away for Isaiah Wells. Wells facing a 1-1 count here with one away. The right-hander sets and delivers. That one's swung on and missed for strike two. Wells digs back into the right side. He's ready to go. 1-2 pitch here with one away. That one's going to be on the outside corner for strike three. As Ferreira picks up another strikeout in the inning, and there's quickly two away for Melvin Lorenzo. Lorenzo led the game off yesterday with a walk and would later come around to score. As Lorenzo digs into the right side. Gagnon down on strikes as well as Wells. Here comes the first pitch. That one's going to miss low for ball one. A full lineup of games today. This one underway at 7:53. As here comes the 1-0 pitch. That one's going to miss outside for ball two. A 2-0 count here with two away. After this one, it's going to be Pacific Southwest versus Southwest here at Cal Senior's Yard. As a right-hander, Ferreira sets and delivers a 2-0 pitch. This one's going to miss inside, and the count goes to 3-0. At 12:30, it's going to be at Middle Atlantic versus Ohio Valley. And then at 3, it's Southwest versus Pacific Northwest. As here comes a 3-0 pitch from the right-hander, Ferreira. That one's going to be on the inner half for strike one. And at 5:30, here at Carroll Senior's Yard, it's Southeast versus Midwest Plains. And then rounding things out for the day, it's going to be Maryland versus New England. As here comes a 3-1 pitch. That one's going to be in there for strike two. So a full count situation here for the leadoff hitter, Melvin Lorenzo. Action over at Nationals and Citizens Field as well. As here comes the payoff pitch from the right-hander. That one's going to miss outside. And so Lorenzo draws a walk here with two away. As Matt Doberthing, the third baseman, is going to come to the dish. Game going on over at Nationals Field right now is Southeast versus Harford County, as they were deadlocked at one in yesterday's game. In the first inning before, or second inning before it was delayed. As here comes the first pitch. Runner's going to break for second. The throw down to second base, not going to be in time. As the runner, Lorenzo, is going to pick up a stolen base. A nice toss there by Ruiz, the catcher for the Dominican Republic team. Threw that one on an absolute rope down to his shortstop down there, Vargas. But Lorenzo just too quick there. So Ferreira, the tall right-hander, is going to set and deliver the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to be cracked foul. The count goes to 0-2. An 0-2 count with two away as Lorenzo leads off the second base. He's got a good lead over there. As now the second baseman, Leba, is going to cheat in. And here comes the 0-2 pitch. This one's going to be grounded to the left side. A nice play by the third baseman. Throws over to first for the third out. De Los Santos over there at third base with a jumping grab on the high chopper. Throw over to first with a strong throw over to Matos. He got the third out there. So this one is still a 3-2 game. We'll head to the top of the third. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
3-2 game here at Cal Senior's Yard as we head to the top of the third inning. As the Dominican Republic is going to send up Ruiz, Ferreira, and Perez. As Lucas Freyers, the left-handed pitcher for Team Canada, comes back out for another inning of work here. Caitlin Ross still warming down in the bullpen, staying loose down there. She came out of the bullpen as Team Canada came to the plate in the bottom of the second. Now is back out to warm again. As Ruiz is going to dig into the right side. Here comes the first pitch from the left-hander, Freyers. He'll set and deliver. This one's going to be swung on and missed. A huge hack there by Ruiz, but could connect with it, so it's going to be an 0-1 count. Ruiz with a single yesterday and then would advance over to second base on a wild pitch before he was stranded there. So he looks to pick up another hit on a different day here as the 0-1 pitch is going to be line foul into the screen. The count goes to 0-2. Same game, just a different day. As Ruiz is going to look down to his first base coach. So he gives him some words of encouragement. Here comes the left-hander's 0-2 pitch to Ruiz. This one's going to miss low, and a nice block there by Comiskey, the catcher. This count goes to 1-2. A good waist pitch there by Freyers. Put that one low and kept it out of the zone from Ruiz. As here comes the 1-2 pitch. That one swung on and missed. And a tag applied by Comiskey. As now there's one away, and that's going to bring up Johan Ferreira. Ferreira, the pitcher for the Dominican Republic, digs in here. So he looks to get things going here in the top of the third. Freyers, the left-hander, sets and deals the first pitch. This one's going to be flown to the left side, but that's going to go foul. This count goes to 0-1. Ferreira with an 0-1 count. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be in there for strike two. Well, after Ferreira is going to be Perez. Perez in yesterday's game grounded out to the shortstop, Rose. Ferreira struck out. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. This one's going to miss upstairs. And a good take there by Ferreira. As he faces a 1-2 count. Sean Graves now warming in the bullpen for Team Canada as the 1-2 pitch is going to be cracked foul and the count goes to, or stays at, 1-2 rather. So Caitlin Ross done warming and Sean Graves starts to warm down the right field line as here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball that's going to miss well upstairs. The count goes even at 2. Japan and Puerto Rico set to play at 10:15 over at Nationals Field. That one should be a good one. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's going to be swung on and missed and strike three. A good strikeout there by Freyers. As there's quickly two away here in the top half of the third inning. Edwin Perez, the left fielder, coming to the dish here. He digs in to the right side. Here comes the first pitch. It's going to be swung on and missed for strike one. Well, good hack there by the left fielder, Perez. Just couldn't quite catch up to the fastball from Freyers. As here comes the 0-1 pitch from the left-hander. That one's going to miss inside. Nearly hit Perez. He was able to dodge out of the way of that one. As he faces a 1-1 count. New Zealand and Australia will play at 12:30 at Nationals Field, and then Mexico and Korea. That will round up the day over there. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. That one's also swung on and missed for strike two. Over at Citizens Field, it's the Midwest Plains versus the Mid-Atlantic right now. And then the only other game over there at 10:15 is Pacific Northwest versus Maryland. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. This one's going to be on the outside corner for strike three as Freyers picks up three straight strikeouts. So he goes 1-2-3 on this Dominican Republic team. We'll see what they can do in the bottom of the third inning as Team Canada comes to the plate. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to sfmsports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Michael Brisson, Aiden Macris, and Lucas Freyers due up here in the bottom of the third inning as Team Canada leads this one by a score of 3-2. Three runs in the bottom of the first for Team Canada. One run in the first and second inning for the Dominican Republic. Here comes the first pitch to Brisson. This one's going to be on the outer half for strike one. The 0-1 pitch from the right-hander Ferreira. He'll set and deal. This one's going to be grounded to the left side. A nice play over there by De Los Santos. He fires over to first. A strong throw for the first out, and that's going to bring up Aiden Macris. Macris digs into the right side. He's the extra hitter for Team Canada. As here comes the first pitch to him. This one's going to be swung on and missed for strike one. Well, Macris in yesterday, in the early parts of the game yesterday, before the rain delay, drew a walk and then would steal a base and eventually come around to score the third run for Team Canada. As here comes the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to be in there for strike two. As Ferreira, the right-hander, is going to set and deal the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball that's going to be lifted to the right side. That one's going to reach the seats. So the count stays at 0-2. These two teams, battling it out on the international side. As here comes the 0-2 pitch. That one's going to be on the outside corner for strike three. As Ferreira picks up a strikeout, and there'll be two away for Lucas Freyers. Fires digs into the right side. The Team Canada pitcher awaits the first pitch. That one's going to be a breaking ball, and it's going to miss upstairs as Ruiz, the catcher, couldn't hold on to that one. So the count's going to go to 1-0. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from the right-hander. That one's going to miss inside. Nearly hit Freyers as he squared around to bunt. But the count's going to go to 2-0. Here comes the 2-0 pitch from the right-hander. This one's going to be popped up to center. Portes comes in on this one. He calls for it, and he's going to make the catch for the third out. But Team Canada still leads this one 3-2. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Quiñones, Leyva, and Matos due up here for the Dominican Republic in the top half of the fourth inning as Team Canada leads this one by a score of 3-2. These two teams in the International C Division, as Japan leading that division with a 3-0 record. Puerto Rico also with a 3-0 record. And the Dominican Republic has one win. They have a 1-2 record. Canada 0-3 so far in the tournament.
Now batting, number 18, Luis Quiñones.
As Quiñones is going to dig into the right side here. Drew a walk back in the second and would later come around to score the second run for the Dominican Republic. Sportes drove him in. Here comes the first pitch. That one's going to be on the inside corner for strike one. Montes drew a walk, which allowed Quiñones to come around and score. So here comes the left-hander's 0-1 pitch. This one's going to be grounded over to the right side. That one's going to be a diving stop over there by Brisson. He fires over to first. What a play by the Team Canada second baseman. Ranges to his left. Dives onto his knees. Makes a nice glove save. And then the awareness to make a strong throw over to first. What a play by the second baseman. As Quiñones robbed of a hit. It's going to bring up Joswell Leyva. Leyva awaits the first pitch. This one's going to be swung on and missed for strike one. Well, this Dominican Republic team not afraid to come up to the plate and swing away at anything. That's close to the strike zone. As here comes the 0-1 pitch from left-hander Freyers. Freyers sets and delivers. This one's going to miss outside, and the count goes even at one. The game over at Nationals Field, currently in the fifth inning. A 4-1 ball game over there. As here comes the 1-1 pitch from the left-hander. This one's going to be popped up to the left side. Dobberthien over in foul territory. He can't come up with the catch as that one landed just in front of the Dominican Republic's dugout over there. Dobberthien ran out of room. So a 1-2 count here to Leyva. Leyva so far in this game had a double in the second. He would later be stranded over on third base. As here comes the 1-2 pitch to him. That one's going to miss inside. His count even at two. Well, his double roped over the head of the center fielder, McFarland. As McFarland tried to go back on it. But Leyva able to smoke it to center field. As here comes the 2-2 pitch. This one's going to miss upstairs, and the count's going to go full. And so we'll see what Leyva can do here. Faced an exact same similar situation in his last at-bat before he hit that double. As he'll await the payoff pitch from the left-hander Freyers. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be grounded to the left side, but it's going to go foul. So we'll reset and do it again. Australia and the Republic of Korea leading the other international division. That's the D division with both 2-1 records. As here comes the payoff pitch. This one's going to be crushed to center field. Over goes McFarland. He's going to get to it. And he's going to make the second out here. Leyva got a hold of that one. But McFarland over there in center field able to range to his right. Make a nice running catch. George Matos, the first baseman, comes to the plate. Grounded out to the pitcher, Freyers, rather, in the second. We're going to have a slight delay here before Matos digs in. Now he's ready to go. Matos, the first baseman, awaits the first pitch. This one's going to be foul tipped, and the count goes to 0-1. In the top of the fourth inning here at Cal Seniors Yard. Thank you so much for joining us this early morning. So we'll have baseball for you all day on SFM Sports. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from the left-hander. That one's going to be a check swing. He did go around, and so the count's going to go to 0-2. Well, cool touch here at Cal Seniors Yard with the Under Armour logo out in center field, as well as the Cal Ripken World Series logo just to the right of that. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball that's going to be on the outside corner for strike three. So Freyers doing a nice job to retire six Dominican Republic hitters in a row here as Team Canada leads this one 3-2. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on sfmsports.net.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
McFarland, Comiskey, and Rose do up here in the bottom of the fourth inning as Team Canada leads this one by a score of 3-2. This one just about ready to go here in the bottom of the fourth inning as the ball went into right field as Ibar out there in right field for the Dominican Republic team. Going to fire that one back to his pitcher. As Ryan McFarland comes to the plate here. Had a double in the first inning. Also picked up an RBI on that double. Then would advance over to third before being stranded on a pass ball. As Ferreira, the pitcher for the Dominican Republic, asked for a new baseball. And he's going to get that new baseball. And we'll have the first pitch here momentarily. McFarland going to go down to talk to his third base coach. They're going to have a little chat about this one. Fifth inning over there at Nationals Field as Southeast leading Hartford County by a score of 4-2. As the first pitch is going to be delivered in there for strike one. That Hartford County team, 3-0. As they play that one out. As here comes the right-hander's pitch, the 0-1 is going to be upstairs. Count goes even at one. A reminder that after this game is going to be Pacific Southwest versus the Southwest team. As here comes the 1-1 pitch. This one's going to be lined into left field. It's going to be down for a hit as Perez is going to come up and field it. And so McFarland leads this inning off for Team Canada with a single. And that'll bring up Holden Comiskey. Comiskey with a walk in the first inning, advanced over to second on the pass ball. As McFarland's going to lead off of first. Ferreira, the right-hander, is going to set at the waist. He'll pause and throw back over to first, but not in time to get the runner, McFarland. As the manager for Team Canada, Stu Patterson, the first base coach over there, goes over to talk to the field umpire about the pause from Ferreira. As the runner's going to break for second, this one's going to be upstairs, miss on a ball. As McFarland's going to pick up a stolen base. And so a runner in scoring position for the catcher, Comiskey. Now the field umpire indeed is going to go and talk to Ferreira on the mound as he wipes it off, telling him to pause a little longer. Comiskey digs into the left side with that wide stance. And here comes the 1-0 pitch. He's going to score around a bunt, but that's going to go outside. This count goes to 2-0. McFarland off the second. The pickoff attempt over there at second. Not going to be in time. McFarland just back. As Vargas, the shortstop, came sneaking over behind him. So McFarland is going to be told to shorten up his lead a little bit. As Vargas now going to hold the runner on over at second. He stands there. Now the hitter is going to square on a bunt. That one's going to be foul tipped by Comiskey. Hey, as now Comiskey's being told by his third base coach to pull the bunt back if De Los Santos over there on third base charges so that McFarland can advance over to third. As Comiskey is going to face a 2-1 count here with no one away. McFarland off a second. The pickoff attempt over there not going to be in time. As Vargas doing a nice job to hold McFarland on. Second baseman Leyba playing at his respective position in the hole. Matos, the first baseman, playing up even with the bag, just in front of the bag. As the pickoff attempt not going to be in time again. De Los Santos over there at third base with a 90-degree angle towards the runner McFarland as he stands even with what would be the grass line. Surface here at Cal Senior's Yard, all turf. Here comes the 2-1 pitch from the right-hander. He's going to square on a bunt, but he's not going to offer. Is that pitch well outside? So the count goes to 3-1. Well, Ferreira holding a little longer on that leg kick. As McFarland got a good lead over there, Vargas, the shortstop, ran back towards second base to try to get the pickoff, but Ferreira delivered the pitch. I think he might have been a little thrown off with McFarland getting that big lead over there that time. As here comes the 3-1 delivery. That one's going to be offered at for the bunt. And it's going to go to a 3-2 count as that one fouled off. And so Comiskey looking to do his job here, but now faces a full count. So we'll see what he can do. Here comes the payoff pitch from the right-hander. This one's going to be lifted to the left side. A tough play for the third baseman. He'll make the catch. De Los Santos able to come up and make the catch on the weak fly ball. And so McFarland still over there on second base as Comiskey's retired on the F5. And that's going to bring up Aiden Rose. Well, Comiskey didn't hit that one hard by any means. But with the backspin he had and De Los Santos over there at third, he had to come up and make a charging catch as a pickoff attempt now over at second. Still not going to be in time. As that time, Leyba, the second baseman, came over to try to pick him off. Leyba and Vargas over there in the middle infield doing a nice job to talk it out. As now Leyba's going to cheat over towards second. Here comes the first pitch. This one's going to be on the outer half for strike one. Herrera, the lengthy right-hander, will set at the waist now, try the pickoff attempt again. That one's not going to be in time. As McFarland doing a nice job to get back to the bag over there for Team Canada. So he continues to dance around. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to miss low, and the count goes to 1-1. Clouds starting to set in here on this Wednesday morning. Approaching 9 o'clock Eastern time. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's going to have to wait as the pickoff attempt over at second. Not in time as Leyba applied a nice tag. McFarland back in plenty of time. Rose, the shortstop, facing a 1-1 count with one away. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be back up the middle. A tough play for Leyba. Leyba makes the play. Fires on over to first as McFarland's going to advance over to third on the fielder's choice. So Rose retired on the 4-3. And that's going to bring up Ben Gagnon. Ben, 3-2 game here as Team Canada leads this one. Here comes the first pitch to Gagnon. That one's going to miss outside for ball one. McFarland leads off a third. De Los Santos, the third baseman for the Dominican Republic team, playing even with the base. As Ferreira, the right-hander, sets and deals the 1-0. This one's going to miss upstairs. Count goes to 2-0. If Gagnon can reach here, it's going to bring up Isaiah Wells, the right fielder, batting in the 10th spot. As here comes the 2-0 pitch from the right-hander. This one's going to miss up high, and the count will move to 3-0. I have to imagine here that Gagnon is going to get the red light as he faces a 3-0 count with a runner on third. Herrera, the right-hander, is going to step off the back of the rubber. Now he'll reset. As McFarland continues to do a nice job over on the base path. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. This one's going to be swung on and missed for strike one. Oh, my assumption wrong right there. As Gagnon was looking to drive that pitch to a gap. Here comes the 3-1 pitch from the right-hander. This one's going to miss upstairs. And Gagnon draws a two-out walk here, and that'll bring up Isaiah Wells. Now we're going to have a mound visit and possibly a pitching change. As the Dominican Republic coaching staff meeting out with the umpire behind home plate. And so we will indeed have a pitching change here. We'll get those changes to you here shortly. 3-2 game as Team Canada leads this one. De Los Santos now in to do the work for Dominican Republic on the mound. So Ferreras is going to go over to third base as De Los Santos goes to the mound. Joswell, a right-handed pitcher, fires his warm-up pitch to the backstop. As De Los Santos will finish up his warm-up pitches here. A 3-2 game as Team Canada leads this one with a threat in the bottom of the fourth here. It's McFarland over on third base. Gagnon on first base. Isaiah Wells is going to await the first pitch here. This one about to get resumed. Southeast, and Hartford County playing over on Nationals Field right now. The Midwest Plains team facing off against the Mid-Atlantic team over at Citizens. As here comes the first pitch, and that one's going to miss upstairs. The count goes to 1-0 to Isaiah Wells. De Los Santos, the right-hander, looks into his catcher, Ruiz. Ruiz flashes a sign. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. This one's going to be over towards the first base side. That one's going to reach the seats. So the count goes even at one. Johan Ferreira moves over to third as he plays well on the line. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. That one's going to be lifted to the right side, and it's going to go foul. This count goes to 1-2. A 1-2 count here to the right fielder for Team Canada. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be lined to the right side again. And a nice job by Wells to stay alive. A 1-2 count with two away. McFarland off a third. De Los Santos toes the rubber. Gagnon off of first. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Runner breaks for second. This one's going to be foul tipped. And so a nice job by Wells to stay alive with a 1-2 count. If Wells can reach, it's going to be Melvin Lorenzo. As he stands on deck. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from the right-hander. This one's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So a nice job by De Los Santos to come in and get out of a jam as Team Canada leads this one at 3-2. We'll head to the top of the fifth. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Top of the fifth inning here at Cal Seniors Yard, as Team Canada leads this one by a score of 3-2. Due up for the Dominican Republic here is going to be Vargas, Portes, and De Los Santos. Vargas in this contest drew a walk back in the second. That's his only at bat, and he would advance over to second base eventually before he was stranded there. As Lucas Freyers back on the mound for Team Canada. Nice job by the left-hander to come in and retire 6 in a row. As a shortstop, Vargas for the Dominican Republic team digs in here. Here comes the first pitch. He squares around a bunt. Now he's going to pull back as the first pitch is going to be low for ball one. A nice job by the third baseman, Doberthing, to come charging in on that one. As a hitter squared around to bunt there. Vargas awaits the 1-0 pitch. He'll square around again. That one's going to be on the outer half for strike one. 1-1 count with no one away here as Vargas tries to lead things off for the Dominican Republic. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to miss in the dirt. This count's going to move to 2-1. Well, the flags out there in center field representing the Dominican Republic and Team Canada. A blow from right field to left field as the 2-1 pitch is going to be on the outside corner for strike two. Cool representation done by the Cal Ripken staff here, as each team that plays on this field gets their flag put up. And here comes the 2-2 pitch from the left-hander. This one's going to miss outside as the count's going to go full. Vargas digs back into the right side. The short 10-hole hitter waits the payoff pitch from the left-hander. This one's going to be drilled into center field. McFarland up on this one. He'll make the catch. And there'll be one away for the Dominican Republic team here in the top of the fifth. McFarland not having to move very far on that one, as that one was hit on a button, but where he's playing in center field. Only had to come in a few steps. That's going to turn the lineup card over for Justin Portes. Yes, here comes the first pitch from the left-hander. He's going to pop this one up. But the catcher, Holden Comiskey, didn't know where it was, so that one's going to fall, and the count's going to go to 0-1 here. Portes digs back in, facing an 0-1 count with one away as the Dominican Republic tries to battle back down a run. Here comes the 0-1. This one's going to miss inside. And the count's going to even up at one. The appeal down to first base, as the field umpire says he did not go around. So for sure, a 1-1 count. Here comes the 1-1 from the left-hander. This one's going to miss upstairs. Well, on tomorrow afternoon, it's going to be the U.S. semifinal game and then the international semifinal game as well. Two of those games to be played. So here comes the 2-1 pitch. This one's going to be cracked foul, and the count's going to move even at two. On Saturday, a cool feature of this World Series is going to be the UA Futures game. That's set to take place at 5 o'clock here at Cal Seniors Yard. As here comes the 2-2 pitch from the left-hander. This one's going to be lifted to left field. Over goes Gagnon. He's going to camp underneath this one. He'll put it away. As there's quickly two away here in the fifth. 8 in a row retired for the left-hander, Lucas Freyers. What a job by the left-hander. Three strikeouts in a row in the third, one in the fourth, and two retired here in the top of the fifth. As now Josuel De Los Santos is going to step back outside the box and reset. Here's the dominant left-hander. He's going to set and deliver. This one's going to miss low in the dirt for ball one. Stu Patterson, the Team Canada manager, doing a nice job to retreat foul balls often in this game as the 1-0 pitch is going to be swung on and missed for strike one. Southeast and Hartford County just about wrapping up over there at Nationals Field. As here comes the 1-1 pitch from the left-hander. This one's going to be lifted to the right side. That's going to go foul. As the count moves to 1-2 with two away here. Now Stu Patterson yelling at his right fielder, Isaiah Wells, asking him why he's not going over to try to get that. As he'll back up, and here comes the 1-2 pitch. This one's going to miss low. So the count evens up at 2. Nice job by Comiskey, the catcher, there to frame that one. So he looked to get the call but could not do so. So a 2-2 pitch with two away here. Here comes the left-hander's pitch. That's going to miss outside, so the count goes full. To Josuel De Los Santos. De Los Santos now on the mound for the Dominican Republic team after starting over at third. Here comes the payoff pitch from the left-hander. This one's going to be fouled. Another nice job by De Los Santos to stay alive here. The Dominican Republic crowd doing a nice job to keep the team in this one. As here comes the payoff pitch. This one's going to be flown over to the right side. Lorenzo's going to camp underneath this one. He'll make the catch in foul territory as that's going to do it here in the top of the fifth. Still a 3-2 game as Canada leads this one. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on sfmsports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it, love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from sfmsports.net.
Bottom of the fifth inning here at Cal Seniors Yard. Team Canada leading this one by a score of 3-2. It's been a good one. As Team Canada is going to bring up the top of the lineup, it's going to be Melvin Lorenzo, Matt Dobrothin, and Michael Brisson. Lorenzo, so far in this game, has drawn two walks, scored a run in the first, and then stole a base in the second. As he's going to dig into the box here. On the mound now for the Dominican Republic team is still De Los Santos as he came in to relieve Ferreira back in the fourth inning. Three runs in the first inning for Canada. One in the first and one in the second for Dominican Republic. Caitlin Ross warming in the bullpen. As here comes the first pitch. That one's going to miss upstairs. Count goes to 1-0. Ross for Team Canada has continued to warm up down there as Freyers has been dominant. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. That one's going to be on the inside corner for strike one. Here comes the 1-1 pitch from the right-hander. That's going to miss or be on the inside corner, rather, for strike two. Well, De Los Santos, not necessarily your tallest of pitchers. Not the shortest as well. As he toes the right side of that rubber. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. This one's going to be flown to the right side, but that's going to go foul. This count stays at 1-2. First baseman for Team Canada, Lorenzo, awaits the 1-2 pitch from the right-hander. This one's going to be a breaking ball that's going to miss upstairs. Count goes even at 2. Canada flying their flag in front of their dugout. Good to see from that team. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That one swung on a miss and a strikeout for De Los Santos. As they'll be one away quickly here, and that's going to bring up Matt Doberthing. The first or second strikeout for De Los Santos here in this game. Sun continuing to shine here. The right-hander De Los Santos sets and delivers the first pitch to Doberthing. Doberthing's going to crack this one foul. His count goes to 0-1. Well, with the jam-packed schedule today for all teams, some teams even playing a couple games. As here comes the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to miss inside. The count goes even at 1. With that full schedule, it's going to be a busy day for all these teams as they'll stick around the Cal Ripken complex all day. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. That one's going to miss low. And the count goes to 2-1. The World Championship game is set for 8 o'clock on Saturday evening right here at Cal Seniors Yard. You can catch that game on sfmsports.net right here. As here comes the 2-1 pitch. That one's going to hit him in the head. As Doberthing's going to trot down to first base, he's going to be all right. That one, a breaking ball that clunked right off his helmet. And as always, a precautionary take from all coaches is now the pitcher, De Los Santos, going to go over and give a sportsmanship handshake to Doberthing. Good to see from both guys. This World Series is all about sportsmanship and having fun. 18 teams came into Aberdeen, all sharing one dream of winning that World Championship. Here comes the first pitch from the right-hander. That one's also going to hit Brisson, as Brisson takes that one square in the back. And so De Los Santos having some trouble here finding the strike zone. Doberthing is going to go over to second. Brisson's going to be on first. His back-to-back hit by pitches is going to bring up Aiden Macaris. One of the Dominican Republic coaching staff members goes out to talk to his pitcher, De Los Santos, on the mound just to make sure everything's all right. Macaris, 14 Canada in this game. 0-for-1, had a strikeout in his last at-bat in the third. And in the first inning, drew a walk, stole a base, and would come around to score. As Macaris, the extra hitter for Team Canada. This one got underway at 7:53, now just passing 9 o'clock Eastern time. As the pickoff attempt over at second base, not going to be in time. As Doberthing back pretty easily on that one. His bench and the rest of his players on that bench, yelling at him to get dirty. No problem getting dirty in the rain delay yesterday as both these teams shared a good laugh. As here comes the first pitch, this one's going to be grounded back up the middle. A play for the second baseman, and he'll have one play over at first base. Now he can't come up with a scoop. The run's going to come around to score. As Team Canada is now going to lead this one by a score of 4-2. Olaybo over there at second base with the high chopper was standing on second base. As Macaris, with that high chopper, reached over at first base. But Labo really with one play only as he was trying to make a double play. Could not do so. So he threw on over to first, and his first baseman Matos couldn't scoop it out of the dirt. It hit off of his palm. As then the runner Dobberthien took note of that and then came around to score the fourth run for Team Canada. As Brisson is going to stand over there on third now. Macaris on first after the single. And we are going to have a pitching change here for the Dominican Republic team. Cortez now on the mound for the Dominican Republic team as he comes in from center field. Canada putting one crucial run up here in the bottom of the fifth as they search for their first win in this World Series. Team Canada won't advance to the next stage of this World Series, but always good to leave on a positive note as they search for a win here. Four 2 game here in the bottom of the fifth inning as Portes continues his warm-up pitches here. Portes coming in from center field. Changes all over the map here as we'll get those to you here shortly. The Southeast team defeated the Hartford County team by a final score of 6-3. As Hartford County suffers their first loss of the World Series. But they've been representing this area well. Four-two game in the bottom of the fifth. As Lucas Freyers is going to come to the dish here. And Portes comes to the mound. Freyers has been absolutely dominant for Team Canada on the mound as he looks to do the same thing offensively. He'll square around a bunt. The first pitch is going to be a breaking ball that's going to be offered at. And so the count goes to 0-1. An 0-1 count to Team Canada's pitcher. Now the middle infielders are going to come up here. Corners in for sure here as the third baseman standing on that what would be the grass area, as well as the first baseman. With the middle infielders playing a couple steps back, as Freyers is going to face an 0-2 count here. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from the right-hander. It's going to have to wait as he steps off the back of the rubber. Flashing a sign to his catcher now, like, buddy, what are we throwing here? As here comes the 0-2 pitch. This one's going to be swung on a miss for strike three. So Freyers goes down on three straight pitches. And that's going to be the second out here, as that's going to be Ryan McFarland to the plate. McFarland's going to dig into the left side with a runner over on third. Macaris over on second. He picked up a stolen base. Here comes the first pitch. That one's going to miss upstairs. The count goes to 1-0. McFarland so far in the day, not only has he done a nice job in center field, but he has a double and a single. He's 2-for-2 on the day. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. That one's going to be on the outside corner for strike one. Well, McFarland started the game yesterday before the rain delay with a double. Drove in a run. And then picked up a single in this game, stole a base, and then advanced over to third. He'll dig in, facing a 1-1 count. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball that misses upstairs. The count goes to 2-1. Portes on the mound, getting some encouragement from his coaches on the bench as they try to help him out here in a tough situation. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. This one's going to be flowing to the backstop and out of play. So the count moves even at 2. If McFarland can reach here, it's going to be Comiskey that stands on deck. He'll come to the plate. A 2-2 count with two away and runners in scoring positions. This one's going to be lifted to center field. Back goes the center fielder. He'll call for this one. He makes the catch, as that's going to do it here in the bottom of the fifth. Team Canada adds a run. They lead this one by a score of 4-2. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Last chance opportunity here in the top of the sixth for the Dominican Republic team as they find themselves down by two runs to Team Canada. Well, the story of this one has been Lucas Freyers on the mound. The left-handed pitcher has been absolutely dominant for Team Canada. He's retired the last nine hitters for this Dominican Republic team. Last time we saw a runner on base for the Dominican Republic team came back as Justin Portes drew a walk in the second. Here comes the first pitch from the left-hander. This one's going to miss inside. Count goes to 0-1. Luis Ibar, the hitter, will await the 1-0 pitch. Here's the left-hander, sets and deals. This one's going to be down the third baseline. Should be fair. A nice play over there to pick it up. Fires on over to first. Can't come up with a scoop, as this one's going to reach the seats. So the runner, Ibar, is going to advance over to second on the E5. Tough play over there for Matt Doberthien, as that one was right on the line. Nearly hit the base over there. Did a nice job to backhand it. And a good throw over to first, as Lorenzo tried to come up with a scoop but could not do so. And so Ibar leads things off here for the Dominican Republic team. A crucial top of the sixth inning. Last chance here for this Dominican Republic team. As Freyers sets and delivers the first pitch, that one's going to be over the middle for strike one to Ruiz. Ruiz in this game had a single in the first inning and then struck out in the third. Freyers has retired 11 hitters in a row. Ibar leads off a second, a short lead. Freyers sets and delivers the 0-1. This one's going to be grounded or lined to the left side. That one goes foul. Ruiz with a nice swing on that one, connected with it. That one went deep into the left field corner, but reached the seats as he faces an 0-2 count. Southeast defeating Hartford County 6-3. They just wrapped up their game over there at National Field. As Freyers, the left-hander, sets and deals the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball that misses upstairs. Count goes to 1-2. Ruiz, the catcher, digs back into the right side. Comiskey, the catcher, gives Freyers the signs. Here comes the 1-2. This one's going to be fouled right in front of the booth here. Count stays at 1-2. The Team Canada manager coming out to talk to the home plate umpire. Not really sure exactly what that was about, but he's going to be good with whatever he said. Stu Patterson, the manager for Team Canada. As here comes a 1-2 pitch from the left-hander. It's going to be a breaking ball that misses upstairs. Count goes even at 2. Two-two count here to Ruiz. Ruiz awaits the pitch. This one's going to miss outside, and the count's going to go full. As Ibar still stands on second. 4-2 game here as Team Canada leads this one in the top of the sixth. Here's the left-hander sets, looks back to second. Now we'll deliver the payoff pitch. This one's going to be popped up. A play for Comiskey. He'll make the catch as he didn't have to move. All he had to do was locate the ball. And so one away here in the sixth, as that's going to bring up Johan Ferreira. Ferreira 0-2 in this game, has two strikeouts, one looking and one on the swing. First pitch is going to be delivered. That one's in there for a strike. And an 0-1 count to Ferreira. Well, Ferreira, if they can get two runs on the board, is going to go back in right field. As here comes the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to be swung on a miss for strike two. A nice job by Freyers to continue his dominance on the mound. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from the left-hander. That one swung on a miss for strike three. As Ferreira frustrated with himself on that one. And so a last chance out here for Edwin Perez. Dominican Republic needing two runs here. They have a runner on second. Ibar leads off of the second base bag. As here comes the first pitch from the left-hander. That one swung on a miss for strike one. A nice high fastball there by Freyers. As he's now retired 13 of the last 14 he's faced. Here comes the 0-1. This one's going to be grounded to the left side. A tough play. A diving stop over there at short by Rose. He can't make a throw as that one popped out of his glove. And so Ibar advances over to third. And Perez is going to reach on an infield single. So still life here for this Dominican Republic team. As that's going to bring up Luis Quinones. Quinones is going to dig into the right side, adjusts his glove, wearing just one glove on that left hand. As Ibar leads off a third, Perez off a first. Perez the tying run. Here comes the first pitch from the left-hander. This one's going to miss upstairs. And an 0-1 count. After this game, it's going to be the team from Pacific Southwest as they face off against the Southwest team. First pitch scheduled for 10:15 here at Cal Senior's Yard. As here comes the 1-0 pitch. This one's going to miss low. So the count goes to 2-0. At 10:15 start time, I'd have to imagine, is tentative as they try to get all these games in that were missed yesterday. Here comes the left-hander Freyers, 2-0 pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball and misses high. Count goes to 3-0. If you load the bases here for Team Canada, not necessarily the worst thing defensively. You'd have the double play in order, or the bases loaded, so the nearest bag you can go to is a 3-0 pitch is going to be delivered high, and that's ball four. And Quinones draws a walk here with two away. That's going to bring up Joswell Leyba. Leyba, so far in this game, 1-for-2, had the double in the second and would later be stranded on third, is now the pitching coach for Team Canada. He's going to go and talk to his left-hander. So it looks like Freyer's morning might be done here. Freyers retiring 13 of his last 15. As he's going to indeed be done here. So we'll have a pitch and change for Team Canada as they look to get out of a bases-loaded jam. Ibar got things going for Dominican Republic here. as he led the inning off with an error over there at third base from Dobrothine as his throw went wide of the bag. So he stands over on third right now. Perez had a single as he stands over on second, and then Quinones draws a walk as he stands on first. A 4-2 game here as Team Canada leads this one. Canada putting up 3 runs in the first, 1 run in the fifth. The Dominican Republic putting 1 run up in the first and second inning. As we get the official changes here. So we're going to have a pitching change here for Team Canada. As on the mound now is Kalen Glockson. Glockson, a tall right-handed pitcher. And we're going to have a pinch hitter here for Team the Dominican Republic team, as it's going to be Castro. Actually, it's going to be a pinch runner. Excuse me. Pinch runner. Castro comes in as he stands over there on first base. Leyba still the hitter. Glockson done with his warm-up pitches here. He's going to come up to the mound here in a bases-loaded situation. All the runners on base are Freyer's responsibilities as he watches from the dugout. Glockson, the right-hander, sets and deals the first pitch. This one's going to miss low. Count goes to 1-0. Glockson looks into his catcher, Comiskey. Comiskey flashes a sign. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. That one's going to miss low. Count goes to 2-0. Ibar on third. Perez on second. Castro over on first. As here comes the 2-0 pitch. This one's going to be swung on and missed for an important strike. And the count goes to 2-1. The Dominican Republic with 2 away here, and the base is loaded. Down by 2. As here comes the 2-1 pitch from the right-hander. This one's going to miss outside. Count goes to 3-1. So no room to move here if you're Team Canada. As the bases are loaded, and Glockson has himself in a 3-1 count here. He'll set and deal. This one's going to be right down the middle for strike 2. So it all comes down to this pitch right here for the Dominican Republic team. A 3-2 count with 2 away and the bases loaded here in the top of the 6th. Glockson, the right-hander, sets and delivers the payoff pitch. This one's going to be grounded to the left side. Dobrothine up with this one, fires strongly over to first base and makes the third out as Team Canada wins this one by a final score of 4-2. Team Canada with their first win of the World Series. They're going to move to 1-3. Nice job by Team Canada to defeat the team from the Dominican Republic. So now we're going to have the award of the game as the umpires give handshakes to both teams. A well-fought game by both teams, to say the least. It was a fun one. This one started yesterday, but with that rain delay, was halted due to rain, and then they picked it up again here today. This first pitch was at 7:53. Now we will pause and listen in on the awards.
The Ron Tellefson Player of the Game Award is presented in recognition of Babe Ruth League late president CEO Ron Tellefson. His commitment to our nation's youth was unsurpassed. His primary objective was that every child has the opportunity to play in this great game. Presenting the award today is Robert Faraday. Mr. Faraday is the Vice President and National Commissioner of the Babe Ruth League and Tournament Director of the Cal Ripken World Series. For the Dominican Republic, the award goes to Yaswell Leyba. And for Canada, the award goes to Lucas Ferrers. Congratulations to the outstanding players.
Well, the award's being introduced here as Team Canada wins this one by a final score of 4-2. We'll take a quick break and then come back with a post-game show. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer.
Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Back here at Cal Seniors Yard as Team Canada wins the contest by a final score of 4-2. Well, let's take you back through how this one happened. Well, Justin Portes for the Dominican Republic team got things going starting yesterday before the rain delay as he came around to score on a Luis Ibar single that went back up the middle. And so the Dominican Republic would lead 1-0 at that point. But the team from Canada would respond in the bottom of the first inning as Melvin Lorenzo, Matt Doberthien, and Aiden Macris all came around to score. So Team Canada would be leading at that point by a score of 3-1. As play resumed here today, first pitch was at 7:53 following the lengthy rain delay. Luis Quiñones got things going here for Dominican Republic as they got a run in that top of the second inning. And they would then shorten the lead to 3-2 as the Dominican Republic would not put up another threat in this game. They lost by a final score of 4-2. But the team from Canada added an insurance run as Matt Doberthien came around to score in the fifth inning after being hit by a pitch. Michael Brisson would then be also hit by a pitch, so back-to-back hit by pitches. And then Aiden Macris would deliver a single that would score Matt Doberthien for that huge insurance run. So Team Canada gets their first win of this World Series as they will not be advancing to the next stage, but they pick up a very important win on end this one on a positive note as they continue to have fun here. Well, up next, it's going to be the team from Pacific Southwest as they'll face off against the team from Southwest. Pacific Southwest coming in with a 2-1 record in their pool, and then Southwest also in the same pool coming in with an 0-2 record. Well, I'll join you with that one. That one's scheduled for a 10:15 start time. From all of us here at SFMSports.net, we thank you for tuning in to the Canada and Dominican Republic game. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net for audio archives, video interviews, and the latest updates from the Cal Ripken World Series.